The war on terrorism, anthrax, U.S. servicemen and women in harm's way, the uncertainty of the economy, worries over unemployment. Every day, it's more bad news. People are beginning to reconsider some of the values they thought archaic just a few months ago. Values like courage and personal sacrifice for the good of others. Was there something wrong with America's values before September 11, 2001? What has changed? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's good news subject.
The political ideology and culture wars of the last few decades have produced a wasteland of relativism. The result is a culture promoting that all ideas are equal. While many older people have become polarized over issues like abortion, homosexuality, and political conservatism or liberalism, many young people have learned to see compromise and tolerance as the only solution to every problem. This seemingly aimless generation raised in multiculturalism became known to their elders as the ambiguous Generation X. There has been a change in the attitudes of many Americans of all ages since the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Patriotism, an attitude that was rare among many people prior to the war on terrorism, is almost infectious throughout the country. The firefighters and police who gave their lives to save others on that fateful morning have replaced the greed-driven glitter stardom of athletes and actors as the heroes for many children. People are talking again about the values of courage, personal sacrifice, and teamwork. David Palmer reports from Good News Radio News Desk about this apparent change in the atmosphere in this country.
Gary, when the mayor of New York gets more attention during a World Series baseball game than those hometown Yankees, it's a sign that the mentality in America has changed. We see it in magazines, hear it on television. It's even emphasized in some of our advertising. Game shows, award shows, major television network programs often touch on the theme of American patriotism. People not only in the U.S., but in almost every corner of the globe are very much aware that the world in which we live is no longer the same as it was before September 11, 2001. The vast majority of American citizens hailed their commander-in-chief as a courageous leader in the war on terrorism. But while some schools of higher education have taken up the call against the war, most people support the actions of the president. In fact, young men, and some women as well, were ready and willing to enlist, to join the military, to take up the call to arms in defense of their country. That hasn't happened, at least to this extent, since the draft was no longer mandatory. Police and fire departments all over the country were deluged with young, and in some cases not so young, people who suddenly wanted to become firefighters or police officers. Schools have once again begun flying the stars and stripes. Some have even allowed the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance. Has the atmosphere changed? Indeed, Gary, the pollsters all agree it has. But how permanent that change will be, only time will tell.
David, I know there's also been renewed interest in religion in the United States since the beginning of the current crisis.
It's amazing, Gary, that in a country that kept the Lord's Prayer out of schools, any reference to God out of the political spectrum in order to be politically correct, how often we now hear of schools that either have or are continuing to try and bring back prayer. Now, it seems no longer politically incorrect to make reference to God. Politicians do it all the time. And it's not uncommon when listening to the radio to hear,
God bless America.
And in fact, I recently saw a headline in a national newspaper that read, Peace to all people. The subheading put it this way. In this time of terror, seven different religious leaders crave an end to war. Their comments are remarkably similar. That article goes on to quote leaders of Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, Judaism, and of course what the world views as the various tenets of Christianity. Time magazine features the new trend in evangelism. Religious leaders are interviewed on major television network talk shows. It seems that in times of trouble in our world, and especially in America when our freedoms are threatened, there is a desire to find the answers. One Protestant church leader put it this way. He said, when there are no obvious answers, people look to the only alternative, and that alternative is their faith. Yes, church attendance went up after September 11th, and it will be interesting, Gary, to see how long that trend lasts.
All kinds of people are now agreeing that the United States has been suffering a values crisis over the past decades. Now, if we're going to be honest, we must question, are we really reevaluating the core values that still rest as the pillars of much of the conventional wisdom in this country? On today's Good News Radio, we're going to look at six important values that have been undermined in our society and are vital to our national character. Do we have the courage to question and change these values? The first value concerns the worship of nature while devaluing human life. Now, conserving and taking care of the environment is an important concept for any aware, responsible adult. But environmental concerns have many times gone beyond renewing resources and not scarring the land. I mean, let's face it, for many children raised in postmodern secularism, Mother Nature has replaced Jesus Christ as the center of spirituality. The dichotomy is widest when discussing abortion. The fertilized egg of an endangered species of bird can warrant federal protection as precious life, but the fertilized egg of a human being is a disposable mass of tissue. It's common for news commentators and politicians to picture terrorists who use their bodies as human bombs, as people who don't value life. Yet, let's face it, we Americans live in a society in which the average child has seen thousands of violent acts on television, where tens of thousands of people are murdered every year, and lawmakers debate euthanasia. The only way to understand the value of human life is to return to the Creator of life, as revealed in the pages of the Bible. We have to give more than lip service to Christianity's basic tenets, like do unto others as you want them to do unto you, or love your neighbor as yourself, to see every human being as a potential child of God. A second crisis in values is the promotion of, quote, family values while destroying the traditional marriage and families outlined in the Scripture. We return to David Palmer at the Good News Radio News Desk.
It's a conundrum in one sense, Gary. On one hand, we have support for the traditional family, dad, mom, and kids. On the other hand, we have an all-out effort by same-sex couples fighting for the right to be married, to adopt children, to have the same privileges as the traditional couple. One of the most disheartening and disturbing trends over the past number of years is the marriage breakup, the end result of which is often the single parent. And in most cases, that single parent is mom. There's no question that the family unit, as we have known it in the past, is fast becoming just that, a tradition of the past. In a recent court case in Toronto, Canada, eight same-sex couples began a landmark case. They were fighting for the right to be married. The case involved a Toronto church. The church had conducted same-sex marriage ceremonies, but the province of Ontario refused to recognize or sanctify the marriages. And a press release in November 2001 said, quote, a longtime Christian-based service agency, noted for its traditional views, has decided to offer same-sex partner benefits to employees. The Salvation Army's Western Division, which encompasses 13 states, has announced it will reverse its policy on the issue. The press release continues. Salvation Army officials first said the law conflicted with the organization's pro-family beliefs, but that thinking is different now. Suffice it to say, traditional, as a word that describes family, is becoming a forgotten word.
The nuclear family, where mother and father marry for life and are totally committed to making the marriage work, is the biblical model. If we're going to return to the Judeo-Christian roots everyone talks about so much, we're going to have to return to the concept of the nuclear family as outlined in the Scripture. The value crisis in America. We'll return with more on this subject right after this.
Jesus Christ promised almost 2,000 years ago, I will build my church. And he also promised that his church would never die out, promising that the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. What happened to the church Jesus built? The church had a powerful beginning, and today millions of people profess Christianity. They claim to be members of the church Jesus founded. Can we know whether Christianity's bewildering variety of denominations, customs, and teachings faithfully represents those of Jesus Christ? In our free booklet, The Church Jesus Built, we examine the fruits Jesus and his apostles said would identify his church. You will learn not from human tradition or opinion, but directly from God's Word, how you can identify the Church of God. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of The Church Jesus Built. That's 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is the full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Here on Good News Radio, we've been discussing the interest of many people to return to basic values that has become so popular lately. So far, we've talked about two of six core values that our country must embrace if the values discussion is to be more than a philosophical debate. The two values we talked about in the first segment was the worship of nature while devaluing human life and promotion of quote-unquote family values while destroying traditional marriage and family based on biblical principles. A third values crisis has revolved around purposeless materialism at the expense of personal character. You know, this is truly a blessed country with wealth beyond the comprehension of most people living in Africa, Asia, or South America. Wealth isn't evil, but when things, when stuff becomes more important than God, honesty, family, friendship, then our lives become nothing more than the sum of the stuff that we own. Jesus talks about a man with this approach to life in Luke 12, verses 17 through 21, where he teaches, now listen to what Jesus says, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." Now, Jesus doesn't mean that spiritual malaise can be solved by simply giving more money to a local charity. Christianity isn't just about a set of beliefs or belonging to a church or doing good deeds. It is a way of thinking, a way of dealing with others. It is a way of life. A fourth crisis in values is the promotion of individual rights with the absence of justice. When individuals are engrossed in enforcing their personal rights in every situation, they find it difficult to develop a concept of duty. Duty is based on the belief that we actually owe respect and courtesy to others. For there to be justice, a nation has to have a set of fair laws that are enforced evenly to everyone. Justice just can't be for the rich, but must include the poor and minorities. Although the American judicial system is the most fair system in the world, it has its glaring miscarriages of justice. The British and United States judicial systems owe a great deal of their concepts of justice from the Old Testament laws given by God to ancient Israel. The law of Moses, as it is sometimes called, includes the ideas that punishment must fit the crime and that a person can't be condemned by the testimony of just one witness. Just look at some of the Ten Commandments that form the foundation of God's law. The ten include laws against murder and stealing. There's a command against bearing false witness or lying, and one forbidding adultery. Are Christians really willing to live by these laws of God? Can you imagine how our world would change if suddenly murder, stealing, and adultery disappeared among Christians? Popular music and movie writers would suddenly find themselves without subjects. But how could our society deal with these simple commands? Are we willing to have no other gods except the God of the Bible? Are we willing to be upset at taking His name in vain? Are we willing to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Many Christian teachers have misunderstood the purpose of God's law for mankind. While Paul clearly teaches that no one can earn salvation before God through keeping His law, nowhere does he promote anarchy. Whenever people live together, there must be rules that define proper behavior. The Ten Commandments are the duties God requires between individuals and Himself, and between individuals and their neighbors. These are the foundational laws that the Messiah will institute when He returns to establish God's kingdom on this earth. Jesus said that the first time He came to fulfill the law of God. He is the perfect example of how His followers should live. In our litigious society, how can we reconcile ourselves with God's instructions in Matthew 5:40, if anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also? Jesus isn't declaring that His followers must go through life as doormats for others. The Apostle Paul and others in the New Testament defended themselves in the secular court systems of the day. What Jesus is promoting is that we are to be more concerned with our duties than our rights. This approach seeks a great humility before the sovereign judge of the universe. The Old Testament prophecy Isaiah proclaimed a message from the Creator in his day that rings out to us today. Notice what God says in Isaiah 1:16-20. Now, once again, if you don't have a Bible, go get one so you can follow along. Notice what God says. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. God says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. See, God wants to forgive us of our sins. He also wants us to cease doing evil, learn to do good, and seek justice. The only way any nation can have real justice is to return to the laws of God, starting with the Ten Commandments. We'll be back to talk more about America's crisis and values right after this.
Jesus Christ promised almost 2,000 years ago, I will build my church. And he also promised that his church would never die out, promising that the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. What happened to the church Jesus built? In our free booklet, The Church Jesus Built, we examine the fruits Jesus and his apostles said would identify his church. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of The Church Jesus Built. That's 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
You're listening to Good News Radio, where we take on the difficult spiritual questions facing our nation. We've been discussing about America's crisis of values and examining six of our conventional core values. In this segment, we'll discuss the last two. The fifth value crisis we need to look at is the promotion of religion without recognition of God's sovereignty. This may actually be the most dangerous difficulty facing much of Christianity today. We want feel-good religion, but we want God's help and comfort in our time of crises, but we don't want anyone messing with our personal lives. We return to the news desk. David, just how wide is the gap between the claims and the actions of many Christians?
A very interesting question, Gary. It reminds me of a pop song from several years ago. It was recorded by the Guess Who and called She's Come Undone. A line in the song, given as one of the reasons why this woman in the song lost her perspective on life, simply said, "Too many churches and not enough truth." I'm sure some of our listeners have often asked the question, if we are Christians following the biblical teachings, why so much crime? Why racial hatred? Why road rage? Why so much domestic violence? I have reported literally dozens of news stories and cases where a domestic crime was committed by, as one neighbor might put it, a fine man who went to church every week. In fact, a recent court case involved a man who beat his wife to death, then killed his 7-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter. His defense lawyer painted him as a good husband, a fine father, and an upstanding Christian man who just happened to lose his temper one day. Again, the question, why? Why, as a nation under God, is there such a massive gap between the teachings of the Bible and the actions of the people who claim to believe those teachings? The gap is definitely there. I'm not sure what it'll take to close it.
The sixth value we want to discuss on today's program is the promotion of good deeds without morality. Since most human beings want to perceive themselves as being good, they will do good deeds while remaining basically unchanged in character. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament makes this startling statement in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. Before we read these verses, we have to understand that the word love in these verses is translated from a very unique Greek word, agape. In this context, Paul uses agape as a word encompassing the character of God, so it's not to be understood in the way that we use love in our everyday language. So now let's go and read 1 Corinthians 13. Paul says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not agape, this character of God, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I don't have this godly character, this agape, I am nothing," he says. "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not agape, it profits me nothing." Paul says we can do these good deeds, but if they don't come from who we are, if they're just ways to impress people or try to earn some kind of relationship with God, then they're meaningless. God demands good deeds from his children, but good deeds must come from our hearts, our character, not because we use them to salve our consciences or to prove that we're superior to others. Christians must make a stand. We must take the moral high ground. Jesus Christ is returning to establish God's kingdom on this earth, and there is no time to expend our energies in the insignificant, valueless details that consume our lives. Instead, we must return to the values of the God of the Bible. Christianity must return to its almost forgotten roots. Be sure and order today's very important booklet, What Happened to the Church Jesus Built? Simply call 1-800-966-9232. Now that's 1-800-966-9232. The call is free and the booklet's free. And this is a very important booklet. If you would like to comment on today's program, and we may even read your comment on the air, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. We always appreciate your feedback about the program. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, it's up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. At Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Jesus Christ promised almost 2,000 years ago, "I will build my church." And he also promised that his church would never die out. promising that the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. What happened to the church Jesus built? The church had a powerful beginning, and today millions of people profess Christianity. They claim to be members of the church Jesus founded. Can we know whether Christianity's bewildering variety of denominations, customs, and teachings faithfully represents those of Jesus Christ? In our free booklet, The Church Jesus Built, we examine the fruits Jesus and his apostles said would identify his church. You will learn not from human tradition or opinion, but directly from God's Word, how you can identify the Church of God. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of The Church Jesus Built. That's 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is the full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.